never went nowhere, I cry around the clock, I will you. Oh yeah, ever since the world began, oh, I had a woman and a thorn in the side of me.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I hate the morning. The only good thing that I like about the morning, if I'm even up, is a sunrise.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
O'clock in the morning. Monday Morning Madness is back on the air for another week. Yeah, school's closed, but you think we wouldn't be in? Come on. It's President's Day. We got nothing to do, nothing better to do, so I decided to come in anyway. Here for you, as always, your lovely morning host, Adam Kercheval, on the air with you. It's about 38 degrees outside right now, which feels a lot warmer. The sun is out. It's rising. It looks like it's going to be a very, very nice day. And it's supposed to get up to around 40 sometime today. But keep your bathing suits ready, because on Thursday, we have a high of 64. It's basically summer already. So, you know, can't be all that bad, right? The snow is kind of melting. It's still around, but it'll get there eventually. And if it's 64, it's going to be 64 on Thursday and then 61 on Friday and 54 on Wednesday. So it's basically, you know, the Bahamas here. Pretty great, not complaining. But it's very nice outside right now is what I was really getting to there. Very nice, very sunny. Looks like it's going to be a nice day. No chance of rain or anything or snow. So it's going to be all right. And it is Monday, so I hope anyone who's out there listening on this holiday at 7 in the morning is either doing something you totally love or you're getting paid like 4.5 times what you usually get paid to do what you're doing. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. Got a good show lined up for you today. Lots of exciting things going on. But of course, let's get started, as usual, the way we always do with some good tunes here in the morning. Here's a little David Bowie from Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Enjoy. Happy Monday, everyone.
Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth. You pull on your finger, then another finger, then cigarette. The water wall is calling, it lingers, then you forget. Oh, oh. You're a rock and roll suicide. You're too old to lose it, too young to choose it. And the clock waits so patiently on your song. You walk past the cafe, but you don't eat when you've lived too long. Oh no, no. You're a rock and roll suicide. Shift brakes are snarling as you stumble across the road, but the day breaks instead, so you hurry home. Don't let the sun blast your shadow, don't let the milk float rob your mind. They're so natural, religiously unkind. Oh no, love, you're not alone. You're watching yourself, but you're too unfair. You've got your head all tangled up, but a fire can only make you care. Oh no, love, you're not alone. No matter what or who you've been, no matter when or where you've seen,
Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one. With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules. Take a blast.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. My love, can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know now the time is just right. And straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? My love.
That's the Fleet Foxes there, fading out with Mykonos on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. On Monday Morning Madness, of course, they did not release anything new recently, but they also apparently broke up in 2010. But I've been getting word that they have been, like, in talks of being back together. I don't, you know, I'm not a really good source in the Fleet Foxes because I really thought that they broke up, and apparently I was wrong. In 2010, after they released Helpless as Blues, as everyone knows, they broke up. We all thought they broke up. But then I was looking at their Twitter the other day, or their Facebook page, and someone commented on one of their pictures, like, new album, question mark? And the Fleet Foxes were like, yeah. It was so strange to me. I didn't think that they were still a thing or around. So maybe, if we're lucky, we keep our eyes peeled and we could get a new Fleet Foxes album one of these days. I have no idea, though. You know, it's anyone's guess at this point with that group. But I do love them, and they are very talented, and I'd be very, very excited if they released a new album. Same with Arcade Fire. I mean, they haven't broken up yet, but I would love for them to release a new album. That would be very exciting. Now that Wynn Butler and Regine have a baby, I don't know how that's going. I should tweet at them and see what's happening with their child. That's not invasive at all, right? All right, so I was I played a song by Bruno Mars last week from 24 Karat Magic, which I really like. I played, what did I play last week? Versace on the Floor. I've been listening to this album all week. I can't believe that I did not realize it came out when it did, and I feel like I'm like 5 months behind. But I really like it, and it's insane to me, like, how musically innovative this album is. I mean, it's not innovative. It's almost kind of like, he sounds like James Brown on a lot of the songs, like eerily like James Brown, and he sounds so 80s on some of the other songs. This one I'm going to play, the last track of the album, Too Good to Say Goodbye, is just so 80s, and it's so much fun to listen to. And I just, you know, I want everyone out there to know that Bruno Mars is such a fantastic singer. So anyway, here's Too Good to Say Goodbye. Like, come on, this was released in 2016? No way, this is like 1980, I don't know. Incredible.
Your mom. This is called Summer Highland Falls.
Say that these are not the best of times, but they're the only times I've ever known. And I believe there is a time for meditation in cathedrals of our own. Now I have seen that sad surrender in my lover's eyes. I can only stand apart and sympathize. Hand us, it's either sadness or euphoria. So we'll argue and we'll compromise, we'll realize that nothing's ever changed. Separate conclusions are the same. Now we are forced to recognize our inhumanity. Our reason coexists with our insanity. So we choose between reality and madness. It's either sadness or euphoria. It's either sadness or euphoria.
Billy Joel there playing live at somewhere. I don't remember where that song is recorded, but on Songs in the Attic, his live album, Summer Highland Falls. One of my favorite Billy Joel songs, and I actually prefer the live version of that to the album version. Much like You're My Home, I also prefer live, and is great on that album. Anyway, it is 7:30. I'm going to throw a PSA up there. I don't know which one to pick. I'm like scared of these PSAs now because you just never really know what's in them and sometimes they can be really scary. 60-second pre-diabetes test? That seems interesting. Or high blood pressure. These are all about health. I don't know how I feel about that. How about adoption? No, I like pet adoption. Here we go. Did we play one of these? Leash, cell phone? I don't even remember what I played last week. I'm going to do the pet adoption. No, we played cell phone last week. I'm going to do leash this week. All right, let's hear it.
So I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
That one was pretty cute. I like the little dog bark at the end. Not too bad. All right, so I've got lined up a couple songs. I was torn. I wanted to play my favorite Beatles song, you know, like my all-time favorite Beatles song, and I couldn't decide which one it was. I was split between Mother Nature's Son and Dear Prudence, both of which are phenomenal, phenomenal songs, and there are probably more that I'm not remembering right now, but I love the White Album. Just absolutely There's no beating that album in my eyes. So I decided to go with Dear Prudence, just because it's such a phenomenal little bit. Anyway, I don't know why I'm talking up this song as if I need to convince you that it's phenomenal. Off the White Album, Dear Prudence, with that plane landing coming in. The song's written in India, actually, when they were recording the White Album. And this woman named Prudence refused to come out of her tent. She was, like, having a bad trip, and so they wrote this song to, like, convince her. I don't know, if someone played this for me, I would come out of my tent. The Doobie Brothers there, of course, with Listen to the Music. It's now 7:41. I realized that song, by the way, was requested by a foreign listener all the way from France. I mean, well, she's American, but studying abroad. So I guess it kind of counts. Anyway, that's very exciting. You know, always, always feel free to find some way to contact me and, you know, request a song, even if it involves throwing pebbles on the window of the studio. That always works, and that's how they used to do it back in the olden days. Anyway, I realized that this show has not... this particular show has been pretty old recently. We've been playing a lot of old music, which is not bad. Not at all a problem, but I did want to discuss some new things. So on Friday, Future released a new album, which... Look, I wouldn't call myself the biggest Future fan, but I thought the album was pretty fun. I listened to like the first half of it, and I'm still kind of getting through it. Future's good in manageable doses, but there's not a single song in the album that I can play on the radio, so don't get excited. But I was looking around at some other newly released albums, and Future is featured on a song on Starboy, which I didn't even realize. Starboy was the album that was released by The Weeknd in 2016. I honestly don't remember when this came out, but you know, if you listen to the show, that I like the album. So Future's on Starboy, but I can't play that song, so I'm going to play another song from Starboy that doesn't have Future on it, but it's kind of the same thing if you like twist your imagination a little bit. I don't know, I'm just making stretches here. But so, of course, The Weeknd, a lovely, lovely piece.
It has begun again, my friend. In this room, we are nothing but strangers in a bed. You made me fall again, my friend. How can I forget when you said love was just pretend? When I told
she left. You're so hurt, why then don't you show it? You say you've lost your faith, but that's not where it's at. You have no faith to lose, and you know it. Behind my back, I used to be among the crowd you're in with. Do you take me for such a fool to think I'd make contact with the one who tries to hide what it don't know to begin with? Surprised. You say, how are you? Good luck, but you don't mean it. When you know as well as me, you'd rather see me paralyzed. Why don't you just come out? The heartbreaks you embrace. If I was a master thief, perhaps I'd rob them. And though I know you're dissatisfied with your position and your place, don't you understand? It's not my could stand inside my shoes, and just for that one moment I could be you. Yes, I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. You'd know
Dylan there with Positively 4th Street, a surprisingly negatively themed song for such a cheery melody. Anyway, it is 7:50, just about time for me to wrap up this week's version of Monday Morning Madness. Thank you very much for listening. I've got a Jackson Browne lined up with The Loadout and Stace. That'll take up the rest of this hour nice and cleanly. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your week. Have a happy, happy President's Day. Maybe it'll get a little bit warmer, a little bit sunnier. And I'll see you next week. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. I'm Adam Kercheval, and this is Jackson Browne.
slamming doors and folding chairs, and that's a sound they'll never know. Roll them cases out and lift them amps, and haul them trusses down and get them up them ramps. 'Cause when it comes to moving me, you know you guys are the champs. But when that last guitar's been packed away, you know that I still wanna play. So just make sure you got it all set to go before you come from my piano.
Take a little time and we'll leave it. morning.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and it's a rare appearance of Celtic Dawn, so best enjoy it. We've got some great new music for you, but in the meantime, here's an oldie but goodie.